Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. It's always great to connect with all of you, and a very special connection because we're in the new year, new cycle. We're going to be talking a lot about that in the next few months, starting today. So happy New Year, everyone. It's wonderful to have this new beginnings with all of you. So Feliz Año Nuevo as well. I was remiss, just real quick, that I didn't say that I was taking a little vacation, but I got some emails and people figured it out. So welcome, everyone, in the chat room. Welcome, everyone, listening via iTunes. Via Tuned In Radio. Is it Tuned In or Tune In Radio? We've got a lot of new listeners from there across the globe. And welcome everyone listening later via the archives as well. Let me know, my wonderful co-host, co-pilots in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment room, how the sound is. I'm trying to pin it more towards my sweater so that it's a little more even since I'm calling in a different way. Those that are listening via phone, great. Those that are listening via computer, great as well. If you would like to get on air, just press 1 and the number on your keypad, and the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And that's readings, you know, dream interpretation. We haven't done any meditation in a while, but we can do that as well. And numerology, psychology, transpersonal psychology, or just to say hey and chat. So I'm really committed. I've spoken of this, I think it was started in November, I mentioned this, but I will mention again very much. Thank you, Tamara, about the sound. Thank you so much. Very committed to really helping people go to that next level this year, because this is such a powerful year. It's a synchronistic year. I've been writing about it on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, and that's Soul Insights, the number 4, Spirit-Led Living, or you can just put Google my name and Soul Insights, or join me on Facebook, my Facebook page, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-M-E-I-C-H-E. Or the Awakenings Radio page, and you'll get the 411. Or also, even better yet, get it right in your inbox by getting the newsletter, and you'll be in the loop. And all you have to do is just email awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And thanks, Tamara, for putting that in the chat. God, it's so great to see everybody. God, it's just, I missed you guys, actually. Thought about you. Did a little traveling, a little vacay, and a little recharge the batteries, and I'm raring to go now, raring to go. It's just wonderful. It's actually a wonderful time of the year because we're winding back up. Thanks, Tamara, for the welcome back. And new people listening. Divine Mystic, and Divine Mystic is going to be joining us. I'm not sure when. Put when in the chat. I don't know if it's 1:45 or 1:00. We're going to be diving into some astrology. You know, there's just so much going on right now. And, you know, to me, I mean, I go back to that, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I believe it was now I don't know if Jung said it or I believe it was Jung, but, you know, if everything is an illusion to a certain extent, you might as well pick an empowering one, you know, or a good one. And it is true. We live our life, you know, some of it's handed to us, you know, what you want to call a generational transmission, you know, our ancestors, there's a lineage. There are things that are handed down to us, if you want to say karmically or otherworldly, dimensionally, past life. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But even if we keep it just to this lifetime, there are things that in circumstances, abilities, capabilities, handicaps, if you will, that are not of our conscious or choosing, or even not of our choosing. They're kind of like getting a, you know, as an artist, I always like using art metaphor, but, you know, you get a big chunk of clay or marble to work with, right? And Rodin would say this, you know, that it's and Michelangelo, I believe, said something similar, that it's you don't carve something, you reveal what it is. And so we, you know, we come in with some things that are not of our choosing, but we do come in with a lot that is of our choosing. And within our soul path, our soul design, there is a lot of leeway of what we can choose and what we can create or what we can allow to be revealed, you know, and uncovered. And, you know, so many people, I mean, you've heard me speak of this before, but a lot of people, unfortunately, on their path, what do you want to call it, the soul path or the life path, is they live what other people want them to or what they think is cool or hip or going to be most successful, and then they're very disappointed because it's not their life. It's not what was to be revealed. They don't get to the nut. And so when you're on a life, you know, learning your life path or your life purpose, that's one level. But when you start getting into the soul level, the soul purpose, that's where the real fun begins, because you really get into the unique innate characteristics, and you're bringing in your spirit or spirituality. You know, you're bringing in not only the surface of who you are, your surface gift, but you're bringing in the little nuances. And we are very individual. You know, our thumbprint, our fingerprints are individual. The way we breathe, our heart, lung pattern, you know, our breathing pattern, our heart is individual. In fact, I got a wonderful confirmation on this. I knew this. I'd heard this before, and in the work that I do, the transpersonal work, there's a lot of aligning to someone's signature frequency is through the breath and through the heart pattern. And just this morning, or this morning, I was watching a show, and it was on Tech Reports, it was, and the guy was talking about how there's new technology coming out that instead of fingerprints or passwords, there'll be access through your heart rhythm. Just think of right now the ramifications of this and how amazing this is and how powerful is that our, to be in coherence is to be aligned with our signature frequency. And the way to do that is through the breath. You know, those of you that have ever, you know, some of you have taken my meditation classes or you've read my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, or the CD, I really talk a lot about that, that breath is the key. You don't have meditation, you don't have the meditative state unless you have the breath work. And the breath work engages the heart, you know, and the lungs. You know, but the heart is the, you know, the kingpin of the circulatory system. So to get coherence, and this is, you know, HeartMath has done a lot of research on this as well, it means we're in alignment with our heart, and that's where our ultimate truth is. Our heart first registers everything and then relays it to the brain and then bounces it back to the heart, and there's this dialogue. And so, you know, ostensibly what we're all doing in this, you know, quantum leaping that we're doing in evolutionary consciousness is we're aligning those chakras or those energy centers to the higher mind or divine mind, the non-local mind. We're aligning, just imagine this vision of alignment to source energies or universal energies with our own individual energies. And so, but in order to do that, you have to be in resonance. You have to be in coherence. It doesn't happen when we're not in alignment. And the heart is so important in this. So anyway, I always find it interesting because eventually technology, because technology is a representation of consciousness, of where we're at in consciousness. This is why a lot of times when we have leaps in consciousness that technology doesn't work as well, or there's glitches, you know, until it catches up. And so this understanding of how that the heart is individualized. It's unique. Our heart rhythm, our heart pace and pattern, no two people's heart beats the same. No two people breathe exactly the same. There's a range. And if you go to a doctor, a cardiologist, they'll tell you there's a range. Just like not two people's voices are the same. Even if you have the best impersonator, there's going to be something a little bit off. So in this new emerging consciousness, the idea is how can we tap more into our uniqueness, our individuality, that light of source energies that we all are, in a way that is, you know, harmonious, coherent, and beneficial for everyone, all concerned. You know, that really, how can we play together in a coherent, resonating way? How can we have more harmony as opposed to disharmony is another way to look at it as well. So it's pretty powerful time. I got a wonderful message from a dear friend and client that said, oh, everything that you've been saying, I don't know what blog they were on, or some two people or some psychics or some people were on TV, and they said, everything that you said years ago, they're now saying, and this whole idea of awakening and awakenings, and that you're awakening in different areas of the world or different sectors. And she was going on and on and saying, you said this, 10 years ago and this and that. And I said, well, now it's getting more into the mainstream. That's what's happening. But it's because of everyone, all of you. Let's see. Denise is putting, what happened in the chat? What happens if you see a spider or something scary? Heart rhythm might go la, 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 hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Yeah. But we're talking about chronic, anytime I'm talking about stuff, which is a good point, we're talking about chronic or habitual or what is entrained within us. And so it could be for the life-enhancing or non-life-enhancing. So even when we're doing clearing work or repatterning work, I do my monthly tele-workshop, one coming up January 18th in the Los Angeles area, and January 19th, which is a Sunday, which will be the teleworkshop, and it's all healing through the chakras. So we're really going to be diving into this. So really when we're doing repatterning work or resonance alignment work or any of the inner plane work or shamanic inner work, we're just removing what isn't you to become more you. And those are just usually beliefs or behaviors, and getting to the starseed, the gold that you are, your essence. And so it's working with things that are chronic sex states or what we call subtext, like I'll never do that again, or the reason I fly solo is because if I'm with somebody, I'll get hurt. These things due to trauma that get anchored and etched in the body mind. And so it's the same also with patterns of the body. In other words, if I need to run, if something's chasing me, and I need to run, then, boy, I'm going to kick into high gear and that adrenaline's going to go, and there I am. But I don't want to live in that state. And so, again, all healing is bringing back into balance. It's bringing back into homeostasis and letting the natural energies and configuration of your particular body-mind do its own healing, because everybody's configuration is a little bit different. I had a dear, dear friend. Oh, we're still friends, but and I'm going to get to readings in a minute. I have to tell her this. I did this experiment, but she's a triple fire sign. I have some fire, but I have a lot of water and a lot of earth, and so I like my chill time. And I even as a child always needed to. Just have downtime and, recoup. And one time I was doing something. I had a family engagement, and then I was going to go dancing. It was going to be late at night, and then some people were in from out of town. I mean, it was a packed weekend, and then I think whole week. And she said, oh, but you can always rest. Just do it all. And I said, you know what? Just for a week, I'm going to sample her life and live by her credo, her motto. And I did it, but by the end of the week, I went, boy, I'm not triple fire. I missed my little down. There's no way I would do that. Like, I'll make plans maybe to see you know, meet for coffee or tea with somebody or go out, you know, but I won't do like two or three engagements in a day, you know, other than my you know, work stuff or clients or maybe I'm taping some TV work or something, you know, works, but I won't go from one social engagement to the next, to the next, to the next. And that's a very air fire thing to do. But I tried it. But then I realized, you know what, this is my natural rhythm. I tried it. It was interesting. It was kind of fun. It was cool. And then I did take the nap and, you know, caught up. And I'm not to say I wouldn't do it again, but I recognize my own natural pattern. So that's something that everybody's going to be asked more to do this next cycle, this whole year, is really begin to tap in more to your natural patterns and ask yourself how can you not only align more to that, but really respect and honor that, and then see where do you fit in with others, you know, whether it's other people or external situations with your own patterning. And it's a bit, because when you do that, you're in your own divine timing, and then you also align synchronistically. So when we're out of alignment, we miss those synchronistic connections. It's like, damn, I just missed the subway or the train or the bus, or wow, that was just here, or I'm waiting, or I'm too early, right? And so it throws us off. That happens quite a bit. That's okay, because out of imbalance, we get imbalance. But you're going to be asked this year from your higher self is, how can you live more in that space of alignment, attunement? And a big part of that is through gratitude for what is around you and honoring actually honoring your own configuration or your own timing, your own individuality. When we honor it, it strengthens it. All right, so let's get Tamara says my pattern shifts a bit seasonally too. Very good point. Thank you. Yeah, it will, but you'll have your own innate signature that never changes. There's an innate pattern, but it is influenced by, because we are interconnected to everything and everyone, so by what's in your environment, whether it's people or literal environment, you know, darker, you know, days, you know, less light, more light, or you're in a big city. You know, if the healthier you are, you'll be able to adapt. I can tell you that much. So, and that's the beauty, because everything is meant to influence us. And we're meant to influence everything and everyone as well. It's kind of cool, I think. You know, we're influencing each other through our thoughts, our feelings, and ultimately through our vibration, through all that we contain within us, the whole configuration that we are. Every time we enter a situation or connect with a person, we're influencing them and they're influencing us. And we're growing to some degree. We're learning something new. We're integrating something. We're stretching out more. Or maybe we're receiving more. Or maybe we're giving more. But there's always that wonderful exchange of energy. All right. Let us get to readings and questions, comments, just general chat. And hi, 267-306, you're on a West Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And to whom am I speaking with?
This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
Hi. I guess I just want to see where you see things going with me as far as relationship this year.
Okay. Like if you're going to meet somebody new?
Yeah, and actually there was somebody I was recently broke up with.
Because I feel like there's somebody, yeah, but it's showing in the past. And were you guys just on a different page with things? Is that what's because it shows you really starting to look at your values, principles, and beliefs. Like, what is it that I really, you know, want in my life, or can I get that with this person? Was there that kind of questioning?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, little power struggle there. Well, you know, what that saying, let it roam from home. If it's meant to be, it'll come back, you know, kind of thing. I feel like in February there could be like a reconnecting with the two of you, but I feel like you have to work out something about the timing of what you both want. You may want something that's a little faster or a little more cemented, or want to go to whatever that next level is in your mind. And it's showing him very resistant.
She recently just contacted me. We haven't spoken in like 2 months, and he just contacted me yesterday, and like a few days, so like, you know, for the last few days. So I'm wondering, you know, what his intentions are. I'm just keeping it friendly, but nothing.
Here's the deal. I say keep yourself open, but, you know, there's a good connection between the two of you. You know, if you have to dial it back to a plate, see, there is a fallacy that sometimes people, and I'm not saying you think this, Crystal, but sometimes people think, well, I've got to break up with this person to meet the one, or this person's not on the same page. There is a new entrainment. There's a new train of thought with this Aquarian age, is you just leave things as they are, because really it's us. It's our belief. I've even been there. It's our own boundaries, because we just want something so much with one person, with a certain person. There's no guarantee that you break off with somebody and then the person magically that wants what you want is there, if that's not within your path right now.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I feel like he just doesn't what? Go ahead.
He doesn't want to grow up so much, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, if you enjoy his company, I would say hang, but be open to someone else. I kind of feel he might be a little bit day late, dollar short. I have a feeling by the time he starts trying to shift or turn around, because see, right now he's in a power struggle. He wants to be with you, but you're kind of reminding him of his mom. And so he's like, well, no one's going to tell me what to do, or I know what I, you know. So he's got this inner struggle, and I would say just leave the struggle, enjoy him for what's there, but in your mind, be open to other people and even maybe, you know, maybe even move on, you know. But it does definitely show you guys getting, you know, hanging out again, further talking. I just don't see he's ready yet, to do some of the things that you're requiring. You know, the timing is a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll definitely be, I feel you'll have some choices. I feel you're going to have some choices this year, because you're very focused on what it is that you want, which can be a good thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely not really really looking for a relationship. I guess I'm still thinking about that one. So is that, like, you know,
here's the deal. What I would suggest is, instead of trying to make it what you think you want or what you want, let it be what it is. And because there is a connection between the two of you. It's just not what you envision. And I think for a lot of people, things are going to move more forward anyway about mid-February. So if you can kind of just chill with it, you know, don't give up on your vision, but just, you know, it's kind of like wanting, you know, a Porsche, and you've got a you know, I don't know what, a BMW. You know, it's like, it's still, they're still good.
They're both
good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're all learning this. It's Aquarian, you know. The individuality, the uniqueness of each person and the relationship, not always an easy one. Hi, 857-334, you're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program. Okay, 857-334, you're on air. Okay, 857-334, you're on air. Okay, come back to you. Hi, 847-689, you're on air.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So welcome.
So I ask a question.
Yes.
Okay, I have had like a couple of rough years the last few years. I come from a very dysfunctional, toxic family. I'm the youngest. My parents are gone. My two older sisters will never, it never ends. I've been doing healing, getting clarity, you know, making progress. Do you see this year, 2014, being better for me? than the last few years. Is that too general?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
Wait, did you mention something about a sister by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on with her?
I have my oldest sister has borderline personality disorder, narcissism. My other sister, since my father has died, you know, the truth is coming out. She's not pretending anymore, so she has not been kind to me at all.
Yeah, can you, I feel the same, you know, I was mentioning at the top of the program about our environment. Tammy in the chat said, you know, that seasonally our energy shifts. You really need to move on from your family and get in a much more supportive environment, and that's going to make the big change. Just because, you know, family is family. There can always be love and bonding there, but if a stranger is giving you certain, or an acquaintance or a friend is giving you a certain type of behavior that you wouldn't tolerate or is unhealthy, it's not healthy to tolerate it from family members. A lot of people have this, you know, and I'm not particularly pointing a finger at you, but in general, people tolerate a lot from family members that they wouldn't tolerate from friends or strangers, or, you know, if it was a stranger, it would be domestic abuse, you know, or domestic violence,
right,
or whatever. So I feel for you, if you can make that clean break for at least 6 months, 6-8 months, then you'll have more strength and can see them in a different light, and they won't pull you in. I would say stop trying to relate with them, stop trying to fix them, and find your soul family. Find those that get you and support you and spend your time there, and that's really going to shift your energy. But that's what needs to be done.
Do you see me having a better year this year? Do you see me having a better year this year?
If you do that.
Okay.
If you're willing to do that.
Okay, I am willing to do that because no one should have to live like the way that they expect me to live.
Well, but it's you. You're buying into it somehow. So it's kind of time to move on from that, you know.
Right.
Once we get our spiritual ground legs and we get strong within ourselves, then we can be around people, you know, in a, you know, different way. But right now, that's just not happening. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Still. All right. Big hug. Bye bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, gonna go back to the 857-334. See if you're 857-334. Hi,
how are you? Hi.
Great. Who's this?
My name is Keita, and I just had a question just about career and work. And I wanted to also say, with that last caller, you were 100% right with the family piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we got to get that, don't we? I know it's hard. You know, we like to stay in there and fix and fester and, oh, it's my family. But, you know, family can do some weird things.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
And I think sometimes we tend to take each other for granted. So I think, you know, family likes to look at being inappropriate as just being normal because of family.
Yeah. And sometimes I have found, too, when people really do separate out and you come back with different expectations where you're more focused on what really is, you know, what is your family really about, they don't pull, you know,
right,
that kind of stuff. So let us see with you now. You're ready to go this year. I can feel your energy. You're like, no one's holding me back. You're ready to soar, Keita.
Yeah, you're right about
now,
that.
Some reason I'm feeling are you looking at a career change? It feels like you're looking at like a major change, major decision, and I feel like there could be a not just the mental emotional fulfillment, but also a monetary.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the career looks good. Now, this shows a lot of expansion. But I feel, are you leaving something to start something else? Or going into a different field? The field, like, I don't know,
so,
if it's a raise. It's showing around, it's showing after the spring that there's going to be changes. So I don't know if it's a career move or you get a, promoted or something, but it does show more of an expansion and you taking on more focus, more charge, and more in a leadership position, by the way.
So here's my thing is that I have been temping for a little while, and now instead of me taking a roundabout way with my career, I'm being very deliberate. And so now I'm focusing more on a two-part thing. One part is, you know, just a regular day job that has my career goals in mind, but the other piece is launching two different enterprises.
Oh,
like,
wonderful.
Some entrepreneurial stuff that, you know, I plan on doing at home. So my hope is to really develop them so that I can go into that full time and I can leave being an employer. Okay.
You will. And I feel more, if you're going to see more of a change or an upward spiral, in probably like June, July. It's taking a bit of time, but
mm-hmm.
it is showing to definitely to stay with it. That, to stay with it, that it's going to be, I definitely see take charge and I see the money, the monetary. It's not just the money, but it's also like you're feeling more assured, you feeling more empowered, you feeling more of a leadership, like your own
mm-hmm.
business. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. And this was very beautiful that you picked up on it because I'm ready. And you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Well,
I have like tunnel vision. I don't care who says
yeah.
what. Nothing.
Here you go. That's my mindset. By the way, that is the mindset, everybody listening, that's the mindset to have right now. Because it's like realizing that you're this gold and it's like, hey, I'm going for it. I'm going, I'm going for the gold. I'm going, you know, whatever you end up getting, but just go for it. This year is about just going for it. Those tangible results, knowing that, okay, I've put my time in and this is it. I'm going for it.
Right.
So I'm glad to hear you say that. And please keep us posted because we love hearing how everybody is doing.
I will do. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Take good care.
You too.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Hi, 678-645. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Do great. All right. What's your question? Comment?
So I've had a lot of tension with my husband over most of our marriage, and
okay.
I feel like I'm at a point now where I really need to decide, you know, what direction to go in.
Okay. You guys would be better off as friends or acquaintances. I feel like there's a bit of a mismatch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he not, but I also feel you're carrying him to some degree. Is he not working? Is there an issue with work around him?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
He's trying to change careers and, you know, he's trying very hard and it's just it's a slow process.
But he's not bringing energy in, right?
A little, and again, he's trying, but it's not, I'm working full time and I'm definitely, you know, supporting the family for the most part.
Okay. And does he contribute? Because I'm feeling, what I see intuitively is like you're carrying more, you have more energy in the stew, so to speak. And so it's depleting you and kind of, it was in the past, I feel scattering you.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to contribute more. So, and are there children? Are there two children?
There are three.
Three. Okay, because I feel children
yeah.
around. And
mm-hmm.
what about, are they school age? There's two that I keep seeing that are close in age.
Yes, I have two daughters who are, they're 2.5 years apart. And then I have a younger son who's in, he's 3.
Oh, okay, okay. So the other two go to school, right?
They're all in school.
The two
girls are in elementary school, and my son is in a, you know, preschool.
Okay, so let's just... But here's the thing that I feel. You need to get him to contribute more. Give him a to-do list or things to do. If he's not, here's the deal. You know, it's not all about money, but it's about energy. And it doesn't do anybody any good, any favors, when they're not bringing, and children as well, you know, when they're just not bringing in enough energy. And again, that can also be on a monetary level. I mean, I'd like to see him bring more money in. I think that I think he kind of chronically holds himself back. I don't know if there's illness or something there, but some illnesses can be psychosomatic, or there's you know, people don't want to confront things, so they create aches and pains and this problem and that problem. So I feel there's a bit of that going on. I feel you'll probably more in the springtime be at a crossroads. If you could set up some good boundaries, have him contribute a lot more, keep some kind of schedule for your work, to focus on your work and what you need to do. Are you at the computer? I see writing. Are you at the computer a lot?
Yeah, I'm a writer, so yes.
Okay. And does that require quiet or something? Because I feel like you need to change something up for your writing. I don't know if it's in a different room, needing more light, or maybe go out of the house to write at a little cafe. That'll help you also. You need to switch it up so that you can focus more on your writing, is what I'm hearing. Give him a schedule, you know, something to do. You know, you both work it out mutually, not like a dictator.
Right.
And then see if you can live with some different boundaries for the next 3 to 4 months, and then you'll be able to decide. Because right now I feel if you did leave or move on, you still have to be taking care. It's still, you'd have to, I don't know, where would he live? Where would you live? You know, it's just the money situation. It's just everything's kind of mishy-mashy right now. But I think if you require more input and you have some different boundaries with your work, I feel you'll get some clarity of how to handle this situation.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
It does. I mean, it's obviously not as cut and dry, but I feel like we both know that there's something going on, and, you know, maybe we just aren't ready to acknowledge it.
Well, I think you're acknowledging it. I think the thing is, if you're asking me, should I stay with him or should I leave, I could say, yeah, in a perfect world, it would be good for you to move on. But I don't see that you have the finances, and also emotionally, you're so tied to him.
Right.
There would be the issue of who leaves, where does he doesn't have money. Then you're going to have to be dropping the kids off to stay with him. You're going to have to pay for his apartment, or do you get rid of your place? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have fantasies in our head. I see this with people I work with. Oh, I'm going to divorce him. I'm going to leave him. And it's like, let's get to the common sense part of it. How would that look?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel financially you're at this place where you can do that, and also emotionally. What I do feel from you is that you are fed up. You're getting fed up. You're not totally fed up. You're getting fed up. But, Stephanie, we will know how fed up you really are if you put him on notice, and yourself, because, you know, and I've been there, us also. If you put the two of you on notice and says, this has to stop, I need this and this and this from you. If you can't make this kind of money or bring it in, then you have to do this and this and this, and I'm doing this and this. You know, you need to really circle the wagons in and really get the help and the support. I feel once you do that, your self-esteem is going to come up, and you'll be able to make the most life-enhancing decision for yourself and also those children. Because they're not seeing a good picture of relationship right now.
Right.
But we get ourselves in pickles, and we can grow, and we can move forward. So I feel that, yeah, in a fantasy world you would leave, but you'd have to ask yourself, how would you leave? How would that look? How would you do that right now? Not just on a monetary level, but emotionally.
Okay.
Can you do that right now?
Okay.
That makes sense?
All right, well, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Call back, keep us posted, and let it unfold a bit.
All
right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Hello, 219-644. You're on Awakenings Radio.
Hi. Yes. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Yes, my name is Liz. And
hi, Liz.
I have a question. I've been seeing this guy for 4 months, and I'm just wondering if it's, I don't know if it's a good match or if it's just to let it go.
Why don't you let it unfold more?
Oh, why don't I? Because I get impatient.
Yeah.
I become bored easily, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, when Gail gets on our Divine Mystic, our astrologer, I'm sure she's going to address this, because everybody right now, the Saturn energy is so up for everybody, whether opposition or square. If it's trining, they're probably getting a little easier handle on this. But we're really learning these Saturn lessons of building, of patience, of consistency, perseverance. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding with a lot of relationships, things are so up in the air.
Mm-hmm,
one
yeah.
person is, you know, slower moving, or they're not having that clarity. I can say I feel that will be changing more in February, so if you could hold on.
Okay.
You know, or I would say healthy distractions. You know, if somebody, you know, and people that have been married a long time can vouch for this, or even if you have long-term friendships, sometimes your friend or your partner is not where you're at. You know, maybe they're sick or chronically sick, or they're trying to change jobs, or they're going back to school. You know, you can't then say, hey, we used to do this, come here, let's go out and do this. You know, they're just not there. Liz,
mm-hmm.
do me a favor. Give me his first name, please.
Jim.
Slow mover.
Mm-hmm.
But he does like you. He wants to build a firm foundation, but he's a slow mover. He's not, you didn't get, you know, fast Freddy on him, this. This is not sweep you off your feet fast Freddy. This is slow Eddie. let's build, let's see, let's check in, this is, things are fine. In fact, I feel a deeper voice, in fact. Let's see what his feelings are. Does he like to talk a lot? Does he talk a lot with you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he's building that rapport by talking, to getting to know you. There's something that you do. Now, Liz, because he's got a little handle on his money, do you like to go out a lot or in his mind, spend a lot? You buying
Does he
clothes?
Spend
Not that it's bad. No, do you like to do you spend money a lot?
Yes, I do.
That's bugging him. I'm going to tell
oh,
you right
okay.
now. Yeah, it's not that he's considering. He's looking at you as a life partner. He likes you. There's a friendship there. He's a little nervous
yeah.
about your spending habits.
Okay.
Does that fit in with his? Yeah, he's a little nervous. He's more conservative in the financial department than you.
Okay.
So I always say when we meet people in our life, it's a sharing. Maybe he needs to loosen the purse strings. Maybe you need to tighten a little more. I feel when we meet people, and I know I do this, I start looking at, especially if they have an area that is very different than mine,
mm-hmm.
I go,
yes.
ooh, what do I need to integrate here? What do I need to learn here?
Yes.
And so I feel like, you know, if you just bought 3 new pairs of shoes, you might not just, I'm not saying to lie, but you may not mention it.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, Liz, good to connect with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. We never have to lie, but we can always recognize what is our personal information. You know, what's too much TMI, right? Hello, 860-801. You're on Awakening.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Who's this?
This is, well, my Facebook name is Music Child. This is my first time calling.
Oh, hey. What's your first name?
I was so nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get on. But my real name is Geraldine.
Hi, Geraldine. Great to connect. Yeah, I wasn't here a couple weeks. Thanks for the email, by the way. Or the,
no
I
problem.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, what should we look at?
A whole bunch of things. Well, career-wise and just life in general.
Okay.
I've been feeling a little down a little lately, so I don't know. I just need some direction, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. That's a lot of questions, so you need to be focused on right now. And I also just want to let people know, if you have questions or comments, press 1 on the keypad on your phone, and then I'll pick up. And second half of the program, we have Gail Powell, Divine Mystic, will be coming on. Okay. Okay. Now, are you also just out of a relationship or friendship? Did you have some showing a lot of loss?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it's showing, a breakup, loss. So you're and rightly so, you're a bit down about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have a, you know, that uncomfortable grieving process right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't magic wand that away. I mean, I can help, like in our workshops mm-hmm. and stuff. There's healing work we can do, but it's still, you know, that loss, you know, is there, you know, that, let's see. Yeah, so it's a very tight situation. Let's see. Well, focusing back on you and your career, your interest is what it's saying. That will help. And
mm-hmm.
obviously calling into programs like this, you know, reaching out to like-minded individuals. But it's saying also to get back into your own art, your own creativity will help. And maybe even, you know, sometimes journaling helps with these things. And do you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know you said you, do you write by any, because it feels like there's a creative outlet for what's gone on, is what the guides are telling me, to use your creativity.
I don't write. I have been writing lately. Like I wrote some songs. I like to sing. I'm a singer.
Ah,
I'm a musician.
Okay. Well, it's saying that you can, but writing also. So the singing definitely, obviously, but also writing. Writing will
mm-hmm.
help you move through this. And then bringing it into your, you know, you can even start by singing songs that are representing what you're going through. But it is showing healing through your creative aspect of your being. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's going to get
okay.
better, but it's a tough one. But it is bringing you to your into your creativity.
Okay.
You know?
Does it look good for this year though? Does my year look good actually?
Well, yes, but you have to get over this. I mean, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to move on to our guests. But, you know, I am the next few weeks also going to be focusing on numerology. We'll be doing a blog post on that, My Soul Insights
okay.
for Spirit-Led Living. And then people can call in and we'll look at that just specifically
mm-hmm.
For everybody. But for you right now, you're going through this healing phase. I would just
mm-hmm.
focus back on your creativity and your art. And
okay,
that help, I hope?
Yeah, that helps.
All right, Geraldine. Much peace.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have, for our Awakening Dialogue today, we have joining us divine mystic, Gail Powell, who is a jewelry designer and an amazing astrologer. Her jewelry design is very focused on the spiritual aspect of life, and her approach to astrology is through the eyes of psychology, archetypes, spiritual growth, and intuitive guidance. She studied astrology for more than 30 years and uses it as an important vital tool for herself and her clients. Her passions are helping others understand the challenges, tensions, and magic alive in their natal charts through astrology readings, along with making fine jewelry. And you could say that her jewelry is her creative expression that allows her to design pieces from and for the soul that go beyond space and time. Welcome to the program, Gail.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here, Michelle.
Ooh.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I was so excited when I heard you were going to be on, which you were, you know, requested by a few listeners. So that's so cool.
Oh, I so appreciate that. I just love the love. I love everybody. I love sharing.
Yeah. So, you know, you've heard what we've been discussing. There seems to be so many delays for people right now. Things are just kind of hanging in midair. And as well as a lot of, you know, challenges right now, it just seems. So what, I guess my question to you is, what in the heck is going on astrologically? Is this all in our mind, or is something actually going on?
No, it's not in our, it's not in anybody's mind, and it really started in through Christmas. And I know just locally some of the people that I've talked to and some of the stories that they shared, Christmas's energy was pretty interesting for a lot of people. It wasn't like your normal harmonious, I love you kind of day. But we do have a grand cross going on right now, which does create an extreme amount of tension, and you have to find the ways out of it, and that is really, really important. So that's what we're going to try to, you know, talk about some of this today, and what's being asked of us, because we've been letting go of so much from the past in these last couple years. And we're walking into this new age energy now since Neptune's gone into Pisces. I'm trying to herd up these dogs and get them out of here. I should have done this earlier. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yes, okay. So the
Pisces,
now wasn't it in Pisces before? Did it you're saying it's back in?
Yeah, it's in. It's and in fact it's I have to look and see the degree. Hold on a second, but I think it's like a 3 or 4 now into Pisces.
Yeah, I
and,
just looked last night. I think it's back to 3. Yeah, which is so slow moving. So what is that challenging us to do, Gail? What's going on with us?
Well, it's really challenging us to move into this new age and to really, it's making us really have to look at any victimhood that we have allowed in our lives before or old patterning of fears and illusions and delusion and really take it to the higher octave of Pisces, which is, you know, in alignment with your highest self and for your highest good.
Mm. Okay.
And that is where the seat of intuition lies, and it's like more and more people are really, you know, starting to step into their own power of listening to their own intuition and starting to trust it more. And there's so much that goes on with that, and especially depending on where it falls in your chart, but we are letting go of so much baggage as well. There's so much going on, Michelle.
Yeah, there is. It's like birthing the new and letting go at the same time. And all this start, stop. I know I'm going through things where I go, it's this way, or that's it, it's over. I'm letting go of this, or I'm moving on, and boom, it comes back in. Or, I'm focusing on this, and then boom, something else comes in. And
you have to go back within to heal yourself and look at the fears and see what's at the core of it and then come back out.
So what does it mean, this are we in a grand cross now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, a grand cross is really, if you just think of a cross, it's, you know, two, a horizontal and a vertical line crossing each other. And we have some extremely planets that are challenging in this grand cross. that are just saying, it's time to pay the piper. It's time to wake up. It's time to break yourself out of the old ways of thinking and being that can no longer be tolerated within this energy, this environment. And so many people are seeing it as harsh and tough, but it is for our highest good in our next step to really look at what is being triggered, what is being shown to us, and quit running from it. It's like the dragons are here to stay.
The dragons, okay. So in a way, that are delusions coming up in a sense then? Is that what's...
The delusions, the fears, and we are really having, with Saturn in Scorpio, we are being asked to eliminate and regenerate and transform and really only carry with us any, you know, into the future what is working for our highest good.
So,
and we got to lighten our loads and only to continue to carry what's most life enhancing.
Interesting. So, okay, so is the Grand Cross having us get rid of what is it? Is life enhancing? Is it forcing
the Grand
us to get
Cross? Yeah, the Grand Cross, because Saturn is not actually in the Grand Cross itself, but it is a big player in this Grand Cross, in what's going on right now, because of the energy with Venus in retrograde in Capricorn, going back to this Saturn in Scorpio, which then hooks back to the Pluto, which is in the Grand Cross. So everything is like hooked up right now. And that's what I'm saying. It's like the dragons have lined up.
Yeah.
The dragons have lined up.
Wow.
And as soon as you slay one or you make it your friend, which I would consider, you know, slaying it is really making it your friend and taking the gift from it and riding it and flying it and having a ball with it and not running and being scared from all these fears that really are not working for us in any way. And the patterning, all of the patterning that's been handed that's not the truth of who we are at the very core of our being and our foundations are being shaken. To let go. New awarenesses are being forced on us, and we're being forced to balance in the actions that we take in order to transform ourselves through having a broader, more expanded view of what and who we are.
Oh, I see. So it's really a form of a transformation, but expansion of how we view ourselves, it sounds like.
Absolutely, because we've had such a narrow view. So many of us have pigeonholed ourselves without really realizing it as a victim or an abuser or, you know, and taking it into another even complete direction of, you know, putting a name on ourselves that we are a doctor or a nurse or just a singer, but we are so much more because our soul has all of these expressions, and it's like with Uranus squaring Pluto, which is in this Grand Cross, which we've talked about for a while now because this has been going on, and that configuration will continue through 2016. That is like new awareness is being forced on us to really clear us out at the core and where we ourselves have been living in hell to force us back out. Of that help.
Now, Gail, what would people look for in their chart to know what area is being affected for them?
Wherever these planets fall in the houses are the arena that the act's being played at. So if it's falling in your seventh house, if Pluto's in your seventh house, you're going to have transformation in your close relationships with others.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to learn to balance that between yourself and others. So this is just an example. If it falls in your fifth house of creativity and children and having fun, you're going to completely have to transform how you look at that. And it's got to be real now. When Pluto and Uranus come along, there cannot be any more fluff and unreality. It's like real, and it just keeps knocking and knocking and saying, no, this is what is the reality that needs to be transformed and eliminated. And the people that are getting it, The higher level of that is divine love, divine mother. Pluto is the dove, or it's, you know, the snake, or the, you know, the dragon type of energy that really has to be, you really have to go into these dark places within your own psyche and go within to really deal with this. You can't just keep running. And the people that have been running are really getting knocked down hard right now with this Grand Cross. And it's going to be with us. It's the aspects, the orbs, like what we call an orb is how many degrees they are apart from each other, are widening a bit. And by the end of January, it won't be as intense. But it's coming back in full spring, in full swing in spring. By mid-April, it is like exact numbers. So it's going to be intense. So this has just given us an idea of what we're going to be dealing with in April.
In April? What is, oh, so it's going to come back around.
Yeah, and it's going to be at 13. 13 and 14, like mid-April. So whoever's got planets that are near that 13, 14, and it's in cardinal signs, so your Aries, your Capricorn, your Cancer, your Libra, they're going to be feeling it very strongly. Because when it's all the same degree like that, it's a conjunction, and it's a tight orb. It's a tight conjunction within 1 degree. And it's like an earthquake going off at the epicenter where you're standing, or versus where somebody that's maybe a 10 degree, they got 22, 23 numbers in their chart, they're going to feel like maybe, a few miles away, 50, 100 miles away, that same earthquake. It's still going to feel it. It might knock them down, but it's not going to take them under. So that's
so
what's interesting about the energy of this.
Where they should be looking at where Pluto is in their chart.
And the houses and that it falls in, because, you know, there's key words for the houses that they fall in. And it'll really give you an idea of what is really being asked of you to transform, or where Uranus is, where you need to have new awarenesses. And, I mean, this is simplified because doing really deep astrology is very, like, you know, it's all fine-tuned and all blends together. But just simply, this would give people a simple idea, you know, of where it is, because Uranus and Pluto are squaring each other, and Pluto and Mars are squaring each other, and Jupiter is in this mix, making everything bigger. So the people that have been doing their clear emotional clearing work and dealing with and letting go and eliminating and really stepping into the truth of who they are and their own power, this is going to propel them. But it is a time to, you know, not rush into things, see how the dust is settling. Because when you have a grand cross, it's like you take a step and you run into a block wall. You take another step and you run into another block wall. Because it is all these corners, these 90 degrees around this chart, that you have to find new ways of doing things in order to make it flow.
So it's a major update.
Oh, yeah.
Updated. Yeah.
Because we've been doing all of this, being forced to clear, getting a clue with Uranus and Pluto squaring each other for a while. But now we've got the Grand Cross setting it up. And with Mars, Mars is the activator. So it's setting in action crazy people and people that are building their dreams. It just depends on where they are. Because everything's got its high and low energy.
Right. Right.
So it's going to be across the board. Crazy stuff going on out there.
So you're saying people to make peace with it. To make peace.
Yeah, they need to make peace with it by letting go of the baggage and looking to see what's being presented to them in every hour of every day. Because it's happening so fast. Because everything's speeded up now so that you know, you might have gotten a lesson once a year before, but now it's like you're getting them once an hour, and then you go to the next one, and then the other one's revisited, and it's just like ping-ponging all over the place because this is really activating almost everybody's charts everywhere. It just depends on where the weak links are being shown.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm,
if we can
like
deal
that.
With and not project it onto others and look and see what's being asked for us to look at and take the speck out of our own eye and do our own eliminating of what's not working for us. So if, mm-hmm. you know, if you're in a relationship that you're giving too much to others, can you blame the other person for that? No, not
mm-hmm.
any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just an example of what I'm trying to tell people. So mm-hmm. Mars is really taking action and activating, and it's also the aggressive energy. So now it's opposing Uranus, so we're having to take our new awarenesses and balance them with new actions to create the reality that we want.
Mm. Wait, now say that again. You have to take the new energy.
Yeah, the awarenesses are forcing us to balance and take new actions according to our new broader vision and understanding with the Jupiter energy. And the Pluto energy is challenging us deep at the core of these issues. So it's taking us where we would not normally go.
Mm. That's, boy,
into
that's
the bowels
sure.
of Hades.
Yeah.
Into the bowels of Hades. And so if you make these planets your friend
mm-hmm.
and you go, yeah, it's not working for me to give too much of myself and not take care of me. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it's not working for me to be a doctor all the time when I really want to do art too. I mean, these are just some, it's across the board.
Mm. Mm. So it sounds like, Gail, that people are having, what I want to say, that like an evaluation time to see, you know, where, in a way, where they're at now. What are they focused on now?
Well, the beauty of all that and the last aspect that I wanted to talk about is this Venus retrograde, which takes us right into what you're saying.
Mm.
So with Venus retrograde now, we have to revisit and reflect on how we love ourselves, what's most important to us, clearing out and letting go of material things and possessions, and what do we value and what matters most to us personally. And we've got to release the habit of suffering and release old hurts and pains and perceptions because the mature self no longer needs them. So we have to make conscious choices every day when we find ourselves thrown back under the merry-go-round of the old hurts and say, put the foot down, stop the merry-go-round, get off, and say, no, I'm not doing it that way anymore. That has not been working for me, and it's not going to work in the future. So what do I do, and how do I look at this differently? I love myself too much to continue on that merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
We have to break the circuits.
Mm-hmm. So is this the Grand Cross, and which comprises squares, is causing the breaking of the circuit or making it so that people will become aware of, in a sense, the patterning that's holding them back and break that circuit.
Exactly. And other people are thinking, oh, well, this person's, you know, coming at me and attacking me. Okay, well, then you got to look at really what is at the core of it all.
Mm-hmm. So it's Pluto. What else is in the cross? I think
the Uranus,
so Pluto
Mars in Libra, Uranus in Aries, which goes back to Mars in Libra, which then takes you back to the Venus retrograde. So you see everything is integrated in this Grand Cross with these other planets. And the last planet involved is Jupiter in Cancer, which goes back to the moon, which changes every 2.5 days, which then is going to throw a new spin on this grand cross every 2.5 days.
Wow, every two. Mars and Venus is in what sign?
It's in Capricorn, so it goes back to the Saturn in Scorpio.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Saturn
it's not
Scorpio,
happy
the
there, but
Capricorn.
It's...
Wow.
So, okay, you know, it comes back to...
Twitter question here, Gail. Twitter question, when does Venus go direct? That's a good question.
Venus goes direct, I think, on, like, February 1st.
Okay.
I think it's February 1st. It's like right around there. I have an, let me look right here. I looked at it earlier,
so
but let me look on my exact.
So that could cause a slowing down in relationships, you know?
Monies, relationships. But what it can also do is bring old relationships out of the woodwork that you haven't maybe seen for a long time or heard from. I can't tell you how many people have said that to me.
That said what now? Say that again.
That, you know, old loves that they hadn't heard from in a long time all of a sudden popping up.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That retrograde can bring the, you know, and that's what, it was only retrograde, what, few months, right? It's been.
Right. And it only goes retrograde in the same sign, I think it's like every 8 years or something. So if we go back to 2005, you might get a clue of what's going on now. And Venus goes direct on January 31st at Pacific time at 12:49.
Okay. None too soon. Thank you, Marvisa, for that question. Marvisa, good point. So,
and it will be about
that
same time that the Grand Cross lessens in its, you know, it's starting to lessen now because the orbs are spreading out, but it's still working.
Still working on it, right?
So and then Mars is going to go retrograde, and then that's going to go back to the Venus. So it's really not it's really not a time to be rushing around making major crazy things if you're not, like, definitely in alignment with what's for your highest good right now, like you were saying. If you're aware and you are, you know, working with your for your highest good, you can do anything basically at almost any time because you're going to be led in the right direction. But people that are just working on the wounded part and running and living in delusion and projection and, you know, not perceiving what's really going on, can really get themselves into some messes. Because it's so uncomfortable, they just want it to stop. And they don't really think about the overall outcome of, like, geez, oh, my God, kind of like what you were sharing with the one lady that's relationship so complicated where she's supporting him, you know, and you just want it to end, but it just isn't that easy anymore, you know, in that. And and hers is just one example, but it's everybody's got that happening somewhere.
Yeah. Really good
on
point,
some level.
Gail, on that. Yeah, that it's the idea that we can, and especially I think with that Saturn there, that idea that we can jump out of something, because if we clearly are not there on the mental, emotional level, whatever we're jumping out of, it's we're still there. You know, where's that saying, wherever you go, there you are.
That's really true. And that, and in that case, it absolutely 100% right. And also, it's almost like truly jumping in from the frying pan into the fire because you really didn't see the whole picture of what you were jumping into because you weren't in alignment with your inner guidance and your own for your highest good.
So people should be looking right now, it sounds like, is what is of your highest good, it sounds like.
They need people to be focusing on to the structure, what you know, the structure that their life is built on at the core of their foundation. Is it secure and stable? Because with Saturn and Scorpio, this is when you go to the core of that foundation. Because Saturn rules our foundation. And if that foundation is not built on the truth of who our soul's purpose is all about and who our soul is and why we're here, that's the next step. Because Pluto is all about your soul purpose at the core. And it is, like you were saying, your signature frequency. And if that is not resonating with the actions that you're taking are not resonating to that, there's going to be conflict. I guarantee you.
And is this conflict, is it inner or outer or both?
Both. Because the outer conflict shows and creates the inner conflict that then causes you to have new awarenesses, if you think about it. I mean, a lot of people will do their escaping, and they'll run, and they'll party, and they won't stay so busy that they don't have time to think. But but sooner or later, Saturn knocks you down. Either you get sick or, you know, Saturn and Pluto, all of them are going to take you down to where you really will be forced to have to look at it. It's just kind of up to us how fast we want to learn it.
Well, people are getting the heads up. Now, should they look at where Uranus is? Let's say, so we want to look where Pluto is affecting you in your chart.
Definitely and Uranus and Pluto, Mars, and Jupiter.
Those are the areas highlighted. What about Venus, or not necessarily? And that one's leaving so soon anyway.
Well, if Venus is going to be included in this, actually it is. I mean, really, when you get down to this, this is when you start synthesizing everything, because Mars in Libra goes back, the ruler of that is Venus now in Capricorn, which now goes back to Saturn in Scorpio, that takes us back to Pluto. So now we're back in that Grand Cross again. And this is really how it goes around. This is really how it goes around the chart. So the areas and the planets, you know, it's kind of like looking at the actors, the parts they play, and where and how they're playing that part.
I like that. Tamara's putting in the chat, this is really good stuff here. Thank you so much, Gail. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, she's very welcome.
Yeah, it's giving some kind of tangible, you know, understanding and meaning to what is going on for, you know, everyone on some level. Everyone on some level is going, you know, going through this.
Well, you know, using Tamara as a beautiful example, because she's such a beautiful, open soul, you know, she shared that she's gone through this with her house, and it's been amazingly, I'm sure, difficult to have that type of an invasion in your house. But now she's getting to build this home to her and her husband's signature frequency. So it's going to be a completely new thing. So through the difficulty is going to come something beautiful. And that's what's happening for all of us, just in whatever area and however area. And it's not just one area. It's happening in many areas of each individual life. Inner and outer.
I like what you said, too, about people, you can't really run from this, you know. It'll catch up, you know.
Oh, you want to, you know. You're just like, dang, I'm tired of this, but we can't. And it's like we got to find the extra, like, warrior part of ourselves that can dig in, or that athlete that can run that last mile, or that climber that has to go that last 10 feet. Or, you know, it's just difficult, but we got to dig in.
Yeah.
And we can't be putting this on other people. We have to take responsibility for our own selves, our own places that we find ourselves, comfortable or not. Pat ourselves on the back for the things that we're figuring out and doing right. And really, Venus in retrograde is all about us really loving ourselves and checking and making sure we're doing that right.
It's
you know, and part of loving yourself is putting the big girl pants on and saying, you know, I haven't really taken very good care of myself in that place, and I have to fix it.
I like that, Gail.
But the big girl and big guy dance.
I mean, serious, or the big boy pants on. You know, I don't want to just put it to one gender, but it's time for the big pants to come on, folks.
That's right, exactly. It's true. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Yeah, that's...
You know, and then there's this part of us inside that's going, no, no. And you're just kind of dragging along going, we don't really have a choice here, so just join the party and help me out.
Yeah. Tamara put, it's a great opportunity when we accept and not resist. Can you speak a bit about that with a lot of people? There's so much on the idea of acceptance, you know, that accepting what is.
That's the Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces is saying, oh, it's time to, like, do the Zen thing, you know, and just be at peace at what's happening now and believe and trust and have faith that it's for your highest good.
I love that. I mean, I love the way you're describing it. I don't know if I love it as a thing.
it is an interesting energy that we're all going through, and it is a bit of resistance, you know, as on a collective level. You mean, you can literally feel it. People like going, no, no. But knowing that we have to, you know, I mean, what's happened to our food chains? What's happened to our banking systems? What's happened? I mean, you could just go down the line. Our warring systems, you know, I mean, somebody's got to put some big pants on and start switching this up. And it's going to take a majority of people coming together with like minds and saying, and then the ease and it flows. But the ones who are on the front line are taking the shots right now.
Yeah, I'll hear that.
Yeah, because we're like speaking a whole new language, and we've been speaking this new language, and we're talking a new talk, and we're walking a new walk, and it's starting to catch resonance with the greater community, but it's been tough getting there for a lot of us.
It has been tough.
But we're starting to see it pay off. I mean, you can just tell in the callers that you get, people are starting to really start to get it, you know, and the ones that aren't are starting to get an inkling, which that's really beautiful in and of itself. And so many people, the other thing that's going on with the Neptune in Pisces and all these other energies, once you start to see and accept yourself for who and what you are and fix you, then you just allow other people to be who they are because you don't know their story. We don't have
Very
to
true.
Judge each other anymore.
That's very true. You don't, you know, people, you don't know each other's story all the time. And everybody's, I think, coming from the place that, you know, the place that they can best be at right now, you know.
And with the outer planets.
Like a lot of trying to change
people, that's so
right?
true. Exactly. And there's like, you know, three outer planets involved in this grand cross, which is really speaking more of the collective. But then we've got it activated with Mars. So now it's activated how we each individually take action is going to also affect this greater collective. So we have a responsibility to ourselves and to our world right now to do what's best for us.
So you're saying that all the high, so in a sense, you're also saying that we're seeing how what we do affects others?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because in my own life, as my own example, as I grow and I take responsibility for myself and I start to change my own self, I see how it filters to others because you're literally, your vibrational frequency changes and the other people around you either have to change as well or they have to go someplace else.
Wow. So it goes back to keeping that sleep. I mean, it sounds like there's just, again, we talked about this earlier, just more alignment, you know, more peace, more coherence.
by, you know, understanding your vibrational frequency and keeping to that, keeping that coherence. Even in situations,
I'm finding, yes, absolutely.
Even in situations, right?
Yes, and I'm finding in my own personal life something will trigger me off and I'll recognize right away. I mean, it's almost instant now. And I take a step back and I look at the higher road to take on that. And I fight with myself for a few minutes, but then all of a sudden I'm in that. It just goes away. Oh. It's just like letting go of baggage on the train and just throwing it out the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that. That's a nice metaphor and analogy. Just throw it out the window. Just move it out. Move it on.
Yeah, because you really do have to take the time to go into the meditative process to really see what is truly the truth of what's going on and listening to your higher self and listening to your inner guidance, because it's there for all of us to use.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's our way out of all of this.
It's going to higher self. How, in our last remaining minutes here, I want to touch on, because you do amazing readings, natal chart readings, as well as where people are, you know, I suppose the transits, where people are now and what to focus on, which I think is brilliant. You also designed some amazing jewelry that I'm going to call it higher consciousness jewelry. That I feel.
That's pretty true, actually, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, though. It is. How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
The best way for people to get in touch with me is either is through email at divinemystic@gmail.com.
Okay, mystic@gmail. Okay.
That's probably the best way to reach me right now at the moment, or they can call me.
Okay. And your site is divinemystic.com, right?
Right, and it is in the process of being worked on, and some parts are working and some aren't, but you can access and reach me through that site as well.
Okay, or divinemystic@gmail.com. And like that, divinemystic@gmail.com for those of you that are
right.
Listening. Yeah.
It's all one
perfect.
Word.
Okay. And, yes, so just in our remaining minute here that we have, what would you suggest to everybody right now? Thank you, Tamara, put Divine Mystic in the chat. Just
you can also reach me on Facebook, too. You can also reach me at Divine Mystic on Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
So what were you asking me?
Well, just a last bit of, just in the last minute, we have a minute left, just to share anything that you'd like to share with anybody, or last parting word or focus for our listeners.
I would like to encourage everybody to really embrace the individual person that they are. I thought that was so beautiful what you said in the beginning of the show about us each having an individual fingerprints, heartbeat, you know, breathing rate, because that really is the sole purpose of who we are at the core and our Cygnus frequency. And we need to start embracing that, because that's what we came here to be and do. And when you do that, you are so full of joy and happiness. And even when things and hardships come along, you still remain there.
Yeah.
You just handle it differently.
Wow. Couldn't have said it any better, Gail. Thank you so much. I love what you said.
All right. Thank you so
much,
Michelle.
To be and do. Thank you so much, Divine Mystic, for being on Awakening.
I love everybody. Take care. Bye.
Lots of love. Big hug. Ah, beautiful there. Well put. That was Gail Powell, Divine Mystic. You can reach her at divinemystic@gmail.com or divinemystic@thewebsite.com or divinemystic@gmail.com. Beautiful. So well put. Always love hanging out with all of you. Just, I feel so blessed to be able to do so. And I just hope your new year is off to a really great start. And, you know, you can find us here every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time to 1:30 Pacific time. And you can also call in your email questions or email questions at awakeningsradio@gmail.com or call in. We love having people call in as well. Well, have a great Wednesday. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.